From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Funeral services are getting underway at this hour in the U.S. for three of the five police officers killed by a lone gunman in Dallas, Texas. The first of the funeral services come a day after President Barack Obama took part in an interfaith service to honor the officers killed last week in an ambush attack. The shooting was carried out by a black Army veteran who claimed he was out to kill white people following the police killings of two black men in Minnesota and Louisiana. China and the Philippines appear to be giving more consideration to beginning talks on resolving their differences over territorial claims in the South China Sea. Discussions about resuming talks comes a day after the United Nations Arbitration Court rejected the legal basis for Beijing's claim to the disputed South China Sea. China's ambassador to the U.S., Sui Tian Kai, said in Washington the ruling might compromise negotiations on future disputes.
This arbitration case will probably open the door of abusing arbitration procedures. It will certainly undermine or weaken the motivation of states to engage in negotiations and consultations for solving their disputes.
While he warned it could intensify conflict, China remains committed to negotiations. President Rodrigo Duterte has called for bilateral negotiations to resolve the controversy. The ruling stems from a complaint brought by Manila 3 years ago, accusing Beijing of violating the UN Convention on the Law of the Seas with its action on a reef located off the Philippine coast. And a fragile ceasefire appears to be holding in South Sudan after several days of fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and those allied with First Vice President and former rebel leader Riek Machar. This is VOA News. The chairman of the U.S. Broadcasting Board of Governors got an unfriendly welcome on a business trip to Moscow this week. NBC Universal executive Jeff Shell, head of the agency overseeing several government broadcasters, including the Voice of America, was denied entry into Russia and detained for several hours in a locked room. The BBG issued a release saying officials for the agency met with the U.S. ambassador in Moscow Wednesday to discuss the incident. The BBG release says the agency has not been given an explanation why Shell was detained. Officials say a suicide bomber exploded his car at a police checkpoint outside Baghdad Wednesday, killing at least 8 people and wounding nearly a dozen others. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attack. It's the second suicide car bombing this week. On Tuesday, a car bomber blew himself up near an outdoor market, killing 12 people. ISIS attacks have occurred with more frequency as of late, which prompted the U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter early this week to commit 560 more U.S. troops to Iraq to help fight the terrorist group. British Prime Minister David Cameron will officially resign his post during a meeting with the Queen. Cameron's family joined him outside the official residence just moments ago as he gave his final remarks as Prime Minister. Earlier, he addressed the House of Commons.
You can achieve a lot of things in politics. You can get a lot of things done. And that, in the end, the public service, the national interest, that is what it's all about. Nothing is really impossible if you put your mind to it. After all, as I once said, I was the future once.
Cameron announced his resignation after voters rejected his bid to remain part of the European Union. Theresa May is the new prime minister, who will lead Britain through its breakup from the EU. Zimbabwean anti-riot police surrounded the court where a preacher is due to face charges on Wednesday relating to his call for a stay-at-home protest against Robert Mugabe. Several supporters of Evan Mawarire are outside the courthouse.
Me in solidarity with our core pastor, a man of the cloth who is standing for against a system that has impoverished the citizens of this nation.
The minister was arrested Tuesday, charged with inciting unrest and disturbing the peace. He called for a job boycott Wednesday and Thursday. And the sun-powered Solar Impulse 2 has arrived in Cairo as it approaches the end of its unprecedented round-the-world trip. It set out from Abu Dhabi in March of last year. For details on these stories and more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.